The Southeast Alaska Food Bank will be able to give away even more food than before, thanks to a new addition to its building. The food bank celebrated its increased capacity during an open house on Saturday. KTOO's Quentin Chandler has more.
Jim Wilcox Sr. sits on the Southeast Alaska Food Bank's board of directors. Last year, he was the board president. He gave that up to head the food bank's warehouse expansion.
I couldn't do both, so I turned the presidency over to one of my buddies.
He's sitting in the middle of the warehouse's new addition wearing a red cap with the food bank's logo over his white hair. He says in the last 4 years, the number of people who came to the food bank looking for food has gone up by 30% to 40%. That's why adding space onto the warehouse was paramount.
We can probably store 6 months of food worth in here right now.
And before that?
Before that, it was down in that little inn down there, and we'd be lucky if we could get a month that we could store, and that was piled clear to the ceiling.
Wilcox looks like a guy who has just finished a good meal. He lets go of a husky laugh now and then, like when his daughter from Texas walks in, or when he describes how the 2,200-square-foot expansion went from A to B in record time.
They said it could take up to a year just to get a permit from the Corps of Army Engineers. The guy came out here, walked over, dug a couple of holes. He was here about an hour and a half and come and signed the paper off and said, "You got it." And these contractors couldn't believe it.
Wilcox planned for the entire project to take a full 3 months. Some said it would take double that. He says they did it in just 52 days.
And four of them days were half days.
He gives part of the credit for the quick turnaround to a former Juno contractor who he hired out of Hoonah.
I asked him if he'd come back to Juno and be my ramrodder, because he knew all the contractors and everything too. When the guys were still here cutting the floor, and the next contractor to put all the walls up was here laying out the walls the day before they even had the floor done. So that's the way we went with the whole job.
Wilcox gives another round of praise to the businesses who helped build the space and the others that contributed. He estimates a third of them gave their services for free. The rest, the food bank covered, mostly through donations. Wilcox says it costs them less than $70 per square foot, when it should have cost about $250. The food bank's manager, Darren Adams, says right before the new and improved warehouse's open house and ribbon cutting, about 45 people came to collect close to 1,600 pounds of food. He says the new space is going to go a long way toward the food bank's day-to-day operations. There's an obvious divide between the old space and the add-on. Adams points out the sharp contrast between the two.
In years past, whenever I'd do a huge food drive or get a huge food donation, I had to make it all fit in here.
Adams remembers pallets scattered everywhere and food stacked to the ceiling.
I had to call the Nidlaw of Favors and ask people who normally don't store food for us to store food for us.
But hopefully not anymore. One thing the extra space can't do is give Adams more manpower. He's the only full-time employee and says the food bank is always looking for volunteers. Wilcox left the warehouse in a good mood, but not before insisting on getting a photo of a wall covered in the names of all the organizations that helped make the expansion possible. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.